A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, a king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, and thy mother, and thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. The mother of Sisera looked out at a window, and cried through the lattice, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots? So Michal led David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window, and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face, and tired her head, and looked out at a window. And he lifted up his face to the window, and said, Who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him 2 or 3 eunuchs. And he said, Open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and escaped his hand.